La 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 la
Well, friends, we'll open up with an excerpt from the study materials of the upcoming lesson, which is about the revelation of the greatness, discovering the deficiency for the greatness of the Creator between us. We'll be reading from There is no blessing in that which is counted in the work. When a person should replace the goal, meaning where in the beginning of his work in Torah and Mitzvot, his goal, which he wanted to achieve through the labor, was self-benefit. Now he replaces the goal. That is, where he thought, when will I achieve the goal for my will to receive so I can enjoy? Now he yearns for the goal and says, when will I be able to delight the Creator and relinquish self-benefit? Since this purpose is against nature, he needs more faith in the Creator. He must always exert to obtain the greatness of the Creator. That is, to the extent that he believes in the greatness of the Creator, to that extent he can work with this intention. For this reason, it is upon the person to pray each day that the Creator will open his eyes, will recognize the greatness and importance of the Creator, so that he will have fuel to labor with the aim to bestow.
Yes, so we said that we'll conduct a preparation for the lesson on the basis of the previous lesson. We love, we cry, we are grateful. First of all, we all have to obligate each other and to radiate love, project love towards one another. And we're adding this, all our affection, and out of that we'll answer the first question, which is, why do we actually need to love each other? Why do we need to project love? Why do we need to embrace, to smile and laugh? Why do we need all these things?
This is about the last question that you want to answer right as you get up in the morning, but it's actually nice because all this warmth that we have to project to each other, it is the basis, the infrastructure for the kli in which the light can clothe. It's some corporeal expression as if, but in an expression that softens the heart, and it enables each one to open up and devote himself to the connection.
Yes, and in this physical expression, by it we create the infrastructure with which to draw the light, which will gradually change us, affect us and move us from as if loving to actually loving.
It doesn't matter if we really love or we don't love inside. Nobody knows. We try to project it to one another because we're influenced by each other, because we are creatures who are influenced by the environment. And if we will demonstrate it more and do it and search for how we can add these inner effort from within, the inner expression, then indeed we will awaken the light that will bring us into this state of a true inner embrace.
We're building for ourselves an environment that will help us discover the truth, which can be found above our small egoistic truth, that which I feel. And in that higher place, yes, embraced, loving, outside of selfish thoughts and self-centeredness, that's what we have there. That's what we discover when we form this connection between us. And into that connection, into that center of the group, when we go out to there, there the light can be clothed.
If we want to be similar to the light, if we want to be bestowers, we need to show love to one another so that he will work and change us and we will truly reach feeling it.
We're told that this is how it is in the upper system. We sit embraced without parsaot, without barriers, and if the environment projects this image to everyone, then the will to receive will be convinced ultimately. He'd want to attain that.
If I understood the task, you are supposed to keep on smiling. So you should smile, everyone, also to me right now. I simply didn't see it, sorry. Why do I love you? I love you because you are giving me a feeling that I live in order to resemble the upper light.
Yes. Why do we need this external expression? It's because we're acting. We're in a play. And we obligate our body, compel it to act out love, because meanwhile we cannot be in that actual quality like the Kabbalists of Kotsk, who were kind of disregarding each other externally, but the fire of love was burning from within. So we're burning, we really want to reach that friction between the hearts and for actual fire to come out of us. And also to burst out from us to the world.
Now, from this smile, we're going to cry. For 10 seconds we will cry, then we will start answering in a circle, in a round. Why are we crying? What are we crying for? So for 10 seconds, yes, embraced and crying.
This exercise, the crying, I thought about it a lot today, yesterday, and also the first thing that Dudi said, I said to myself, just don't laugh, because this has to be the way we see this. We have to constantly cry about not being sensitive enough to the friends, that there's not enough devotion to them, and to the wisdom of Kabbalah and the method as a whole, and in general, to the revelation of the Creator. And that is what should pain us in life, not the things that happen to us in this world, this false image, this imaginary movie, but the true movie, the true film. That's what we need to cry about.
Yes, and to feel the distance, the gap, perhaps, there where we would have liked to be very much and where we are right now. You know, this gap, we have to realize that we should plead, and if we plead and ask nicely of the Creator that He will give us the power to bridge that gap. Without that, it's not going to work.
We cry because we can't manage to immediately affiliate everything with the Ten, every little thing that comes from the Creator, every little precise instant. We can't create it, make it into a lack for the Creator.
Maybe we cry over the exile of divinity. The divinity is in the dust. She's not always in our head. We're thinking all kinds of thoughts where we are not okay, something is not okay. We don't see how the Creator is working in us, pushing us towards connection, bringing us forward to Him.
You need to cry about what you lack. The only thing that's lacking is a chisaron, is a lack, the lack itself. We don't see that lack enough in one another.
And besides investing all of our forces and truly feeling that in these efforts we're bringing contentment, this is precisely this gap that we need to regret it, that we are not taking advantage of every opportunity. There is the true state and the state that we want to reach.
I'm crying about the fact that I'm not crying.
Yes, we cry because we cannot get corporeal fulfillment. We can't get that. It doesn't fill us up. And we can't yet get spiritual fulfillment because the kli is not ready. And we're crying over the true deficiency, the chisaron that will come, and then we will burst in a true cry, not acting, but for us to truly cry because we don't have a chisaron for bestow.
Zichu
לכל נפלא אותם שירו לו זמרו לו צריכו בכל נפלא אותם התעללו בשם קודשו התעללו בשם קודשו ישמח למבקשי השם ישמח למבקשי השם יתעללו